Well, good morning, everyone. This morning, we're pleased to have Brother Nathan Richard, who will be delivering a short theme exhortation from Psalm 27. His focus is on verse 11. Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Brother Nathan.
Good morning. And for those of you who don't know me or the Richard family well, and looking at your program a bit confused, yes, that was my dad yesterday, and while he did a good job, he forgot one thing, and that was to invite you all to the wonderful city of Chicago. So come down, visit their house. I'm sure they'll love to have a bunch of people there. All right, so our wonderful God created a whole bunch of really scary things in this world. A whole lot. Snakes, spiders, dentists, the dark, identity theft, public speaking opportunities, a whole bunch of scary things. And there's one thing that I think is the scariest of them all, by far. It's about 2 feet tall, less than 50 pounds, and it may look cute, but it's really one of the scariest and deadliest things in this world. And that is, of course, no one knows. No, the domestic dog. Those are scary. The domestic dog is incredibly scary. You can have rabies, they have huge teeth, big claws, and they bark really loud. Those dogs are scary. Now, luckily, I come from a cat family. We got 4 cats. But I do have experiences with dogs. For those of you from Canada, I've been to the Finleys. Scary, scary. For those of you in Virginia, I've been to the Dave and Connie Stanleys. Scary dogs there. And from those of you in Chicago, I have encountered and overcome Rosemary's dog, Miss Prissy Lulu. So I've had my share of them. Actually, I used to be a runner. I ran all throughout middle school and parts of high school. And when you're running, you face dogs. So one great time I had was I'm running. It was after, you know, a really long one, 8-10 miles. And I'm coming less than half a mile away from home. I'm all tired. And there's this fence on this side. It's a main street, kind of, so all the houses are fenced up. And there's always a dog here. You can hear him scratching against the fence. One day, I look over there, and the fence is knocked down. So I kind of sneak by carefully, and out hops the dog. And so I'm thinking, I have 4 choices. I can turn to the right, hit a fence, run into the neighbor's yard, don't know who it is. I can turn to the left, get hit by a car, not preferable. Or I can turn around and get chased by the scary poodle. So, so of course, I choose what I thought was best. I closed my eyes and ran as fast as I could all the way home, getting chased by a yapping dog. It was not fun. So we're going to come back to that. But for now, let's look at the Bible. When I first read verse 11, I was confused, you know. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Why would oppressors make me want to abandon the straight path? What is it that the oppressors do that make me want to leave? And from that comes the real question, who are my oppressors? So you do some research, and it's interesting because that word and phrase, because of my oppressors, only appears a couple times in the Bible. And it's all in Psalms, 5 times in total in Psalms, where the references are really all the same, where David or someone, the psalmist will say, Lord, lead me in a straight path, because my oppressors or my enemies, my foes, my slanderers, all the same word, are attacking me, compressing me. And then I look up at the good old concordance, and where it says that the word, the denotation is to twist, like a rope, almost. And there's an aha moment. Because if you're twisting, that's where you're thinking in terms of oppressors. An oppressor is really anyone who tries to twist you away from the straight path. To twist you off. It can be anyone. Friends, families, co-workers, students. Anyone who tries to turn your focus away from God. Look at Psalm 56. Psalm 56, reading the first 2 verses. Be merciful to me, O God, for men hotly pursue me. All day long they press their attack. My slanderers, and that slanderers is the same word as oppressors, pursue me all day long. Many are attacking me in their pride. And there, when I'm reading, my slanderers pursue me, they attack me. That's when I thought of the dog. So, obviously the dog in the story are oppressors, right? So, when we think of oppressors, they're anyone who is in the way of, or as it says here, attacking our walk with Christ. Anyone from a college professor challenging your faith? Maybe it's a friend inviting you to a pub for, oh, just one drink. Anyone. And it's important to recognize these, because in our life, guaranteed, we will be oppressed. People will try and twist us away. We will be spiritually challenged. Acts says we must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. So, the dog will come. The dog's going to appear, guaranteed. But the question is, what direction will you run? Back in Psalms 27, you have a great example of David. He's praying to God because he needs God to lead him straight. He is reliant on God as his salvation, relying on God to keep him safe. And when we're oppressed and we're challenged, it's the same exact thing. First and foremost, our thoughts immediately have to turn towards God. It's hard to do, but we have to trust God to lead us. We're so used to being in control, you know, this is my life, I want to do this, and that's the wrong frame of mind. And we all know that. We have to turn our lives over to our Heavenly Father, because he's the one who knows best. He's the leader. If you think about that, he's the leader. We don't say, God, we don't pray to him, and then suggest a route. That would be saying, you know, if I'm following anyone just in a line, hey, why don't we take that shortcut over there? Shortcuts don't work in life. Not that kind of shortcuts. So he leads, and we follow. Where are we following to? Back to the dog. If we turn to the right of the path, we hit a fence. Turn to the left, hit a car. Turn around and run, you get chased by scary little things. So that's why we have the example of God leading us in straight paths. It's the straight and narrow. It's the upright path. We know that God will lead us in a righteous path if we allow him to take our life and direct it as he would. Now, it's not an easy path, not at all. We know that many are called, but few are chosen. The path is, it's scary. Yeah, you're going to face some scary dogs. You're going to be oppressed by people who are smarter than you, people who are more determined than you. But that's why we have God, because no one's smarter than God, obviously. He knows exactly what we need. Some versions translate that straight path as a level path, which I like because, yeah, God will give us trials. He'll give us people to oppress us, but it won't be too much. He never gives us something that we can't overcome, that we can't withstand. It's a level path, not bumpy. Yeah, there'll be some little bumps. You know, on any road there's some bumps, but it's not a cliff. No, it's a level path, straight and narrow. And that is what we need to hold to. Always hold to that straight and narrow path. Pray to God for direction. He's going to lead us. It's hard to do, but follow. Give him all the control. Because once we start to take control of our own lives, that's when problems start, when it becomes me, me, me. Because God knows the big picture. So the question is, when those big scary dogs come into your life, we need to be like David, praying and saying, lead me, Lord. Lead me in your righteousness because of my oppressors. Make straight your ways before me.